If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Say, I believe God for a miracle.
In Lamentations 1:19, as Jeremiah is walking around in deep sadness because of the rejection of his message. He had desired to stop preaching altogether, but the internal fire of the calling of God was so firm in him. He said, I tried to sit down, but it's like fire shut up in my bones. And after he gave this great series of prophetic messages in the book that bears his name, when we get to Lamentations is when he sits and evaluates that there's been no significant change in the behavior of the people with respect to my message. And here in chapter 1, he's really writing about how he feels as the prophet, how he tried to connect with the people and bring some sort of relationship that would glorify God. So when we reach the 19th verse, he says, I called for my lovers, but they deceived me. And since we know, Paul writes later and says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for reproof, correction, instruction, and righteousness. And we must understand that even though this is Jeremiah's personal situation, he's speaking for God. He says, I tried to reach out to those other prophets and those other priests, and I wanted them to help me to get this message out. I wanted them to demonstrate lifestyles that would capture the attention and the affection of the people. He says, so I called for my lovers. The King James says lovers, but in some translations it says allies, those who share the same burden, or I thought they shared the same burden. He said, but they deceived. My priest and my elders, those that I worked with, they died in the city while they sought their meat to relieve their souls. If we bring this to a theological aspect relating to God, God would be saying, I called out for my lovers. I reached out to my priest and my elders, those that are in leadership, those that speak for me. He said, but they died chasing their own dreams. They did not die in my service. They died chasing their own dreams. They didn't want to be used by me. They wanted to use me. They wanted to use my name, my reputation, and my power to fatten their bank accounts, to build their names, and to give them credibility in the flesh so that when people called them, they could justify asking for $50,000, $60,000 a service. No one's healed, no one's touched, no one's delivered at that moment. But the preacher is viewed as a superstar because they can command such an enormous honorarium. I called for my lovers. Have you deceived God? When you stood before him at your introduction called salvation and you said, God, I give myself to you, have you taken it back? Did you really come to him for ministry? Are you unhappy in your Christian evolution? Are you only happy when you're telling everybody else to live, or how to live, rather? And you're not happy with what God is doing in your life? Has misery replaced joy? Has sorrow come in between you and the joy of the Lord? What's happened? The hunt for position has moved us from possession. Jesus had two disciples, depending upon which gospel you'd like to adhere to. But in one gospel, in Matthew's gospel, it says that the mother came up for James and John and said, I want you to let my son sit on your right and left hand. In Luke's gospel, it says they came up and said, we want you to grant us a favor, because tradition tells us they were related second cousins, that their mothers were cousins, and so that would mean they were second cousins. And so they came up and threw that family card at Jesus. We want you to grant to us that we can sit one on your right hand and one on your left hand. In other words, you just told us you were going to die, that you're leaving, so we want to make sure that when you leave, we got some place to go. We're not going to follow you all this time and give up our fishing business. It had its ups and its downs, but we made money. So we want you to guarantee that we have a place of honor. Jesus said, what? They said, yeah, we want a place of honor, one on your right and one on your left. He said, can you be baptized with my baptism? Can you drink from the cup that I'm about to drink from? They had absolutely no idea. They were mentally incapable of understanding. And so with great, great self-righteousness, they said, we can. Really? And Jesus spoke prophetically and said, you will. And poor James never made it past the first century. Or the first part of the first century. He was killed by Herod early on. John, on the other hand, I think he was just caught up in his brother's desire. He lasted a little longer. But we find that that mindset still exists. God isn't saying I'm looking for people to just occupy positions. I'm looking for gap standers. Judgment turners. To walk in the community where God has placed you and become the spiritual go-to person. You ought to walk in so much anointing and power because of your position that when the devil sees you drive up, they get nervous because you're bringing liberating power. That power is so evident that people in your community will notice it. And when you walk to the store, they'll say, will you pray for me? Will you pray for my children? Because you're a gap stander. Who is God looking for? It can't be Saul. Because Saul acted in flesh and tried to please the people. So a gap stander can't be a people pleaser. Amen. You might as well settle into the fact that everybody's not going to like you. But as long as you like you, get over it. You can spend your whole life trying to please those who have no meaning in your life. What do I care if the person at the store's got a nasty attitude? I just go to another store. I can't believe it. I've been coming here for years. Why y'all treating me like that? What do you care? Go somewhere else. You're involved with somebody. They start acting like a park ape. Why are you holding on to them? Well, you don't know what we had. But you don't have it now. Gap standers don't worry about the opinions of others. They do what God tells them to do, and they'll even do crazy things. God may have you go on the subway and just stand there. Not something that's like showy and makes people want to commit you, but he'll have you go on there and just tell you, no, don't go on that car, go on this car. Hold the pole and just pray for everybody here. And you'll see folks look up at you. Because they sense that anointing, and devils in the car are telling his people, get off now, get off now. And God will fix it so the train stops between stations so you can accomplish your prayer mission. And when you said your amen, he'll start it up so you can keep going, and then you'll walk off. But the anointing is still there. I'm looking for gap standers. I called for my lovers, but they deceived me. Can you imagine loving somebody and they telling you they love you, but they deceive you? That their lives are selfish and all they want is you to give them what they want and need. But they don't want to give you anything. How can a man sit with a woman while he's dating and see that she has needs, tell her you love her and never help? Come on, you need another man. How can that happen? Throughout the Bible, there is an interesting omission. Throughout the Bible, there's an interesting omission. God never says, I love you. He may use it in context, but he just doesn't go around saying, I love you. He'll say, I have loved you with an everlasting love. That's contextual. It goes with the message he's giving. But you don't find him going around, I love you, I love you, I love you. What does he do? He proves it. And watch this, and I'm going to finish because it's getting late and we got church tonight. Listen carefully. When God loves you so much that he knows you're about to break down, that he will raise somebody else up to stand in the gap for you and pray you through what you don't have the strength to pray yourself through. It's because he loves you. And you better realize how special you are. That God will not allow you to fall under anything satanic when he's got prayer warriors and intercessors that need to come forth right now. This is your day. This is why you were selected. This is why. This is the time that you are to be released. Right now, the gap-standing intercessors are being called more than ever before. There is no other ministry in churches around the world that's being fought like that of the intercessors. Intercessors are coming under attack like never before because the devil does not want you intercessors, you gap-standers, to stand up, take your place, and pray stuff off.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
6218P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
It's time to come together for Bethel Deliverance International Fellowship of Churches Holy Convocation 2018. Moving forward, Wednesday, August 15th through Saturday, August 18th. Our convocation speakers will be Pastor Delzora Terrell on Wednesday, Bishop John Edmondson on Thursday, and our very own Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. on Friday. Services begin at 7 p.m. nightly, preceded by prayer at 6 p.m. Workshops will be held Wednesday through Friday, 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. in the prayer chapel. Dinner will be served immediately after classes nightly. Registration is required for each workshop session. On Saturday, August 18th, there will be a special time for teens during the Teen Live Service, which will feature giveaways, gospel recording artist Jermaine Dolly, and a relevant word presented by Reverend Darren Harley of the Lighthouse of Deliverance Gospel Church. Dinner will be served after the Teen Live Service. Parents, encourage your teens to be here for this dynamic time of worship and fellowship. It's Holy Convocation 2018, moving forward, August 15th through August 18th. Come and experience the power of God. We hope to see you there.